USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everyone in America that has a smartphone will hear this coming up at 2:18 Eastern Time today. This is only a test. And that will be what it sounds like when they test the system that's being set up to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. Former head of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says it's good to have in this day and age.
People of my generation got our news through TV, radio. My kids' generation now get their information, get their news on the Internet, on their phones.
Photo-sharing network Instagram is back up for most users after suffering a worldwide outage. Earlier, the app had displayed an error message saying, can't refresh feed, and the website wouldn't load. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
A lawyer for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is now calling out President Trump after he questions the woman's claims at a rally in Mississippi last night, where he also mocks her for not being able to remember all of the details of the incident she claims happened over 30 years ago. The remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa still pounding parts of the Southwest with flooding. Yesterday, Phoenix saw a record flash flooding because of those heavy rains. The head of the Fed with an optimistic view of the direction of the U.S. economy.
That optimism was expressed by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The unemployment rate stands at 3.9%, near a 20-year low. Inflation is currently running near the FOMC's 2% objective.
He has also pointed out in the past that since 1950, the nation has never experienced such a long period of low, stable inflation with a very low unemployment rate.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Texas woman is suing Facebook, accusing the social media giant of enabling sex trafficking. The woman claims when she was 15, she was beaten, raped, and trafficked for sex by a man who posed as a Facebook friend. Her suit argues Facebook execs knew that underage girls were being lured into the sex trade on that website. The suit filed Monday in Houston says the woman was friended in 2012 by a man who seemed to know several of her real-life friends, and it alleges Facebook didn't do enough to verify the man's user identity, which the lawsuit says was false. Tesla has some good news to wind up a third quarter that was pretty chaotic for the company. The maker of high-performance electric cars delivering 82,500 of them in the 3 months that ended on Sunday. Auto industry analysts say that should calm investors who have been nervous after the SEC threatened to ban CEO Elon Musk. Musk and Tesla agreed last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take the company private. The settlement allows Musk to stay on as CEO, but requires him to step down as board chairman. And the Colorado Rockies in the National League Division Series beating the Cubs 2-1 in 13 innings in an NL League wild card game at Wrigley Field. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.